Oakland car detailing hustle waxes on, off, waxes on and off, wax on, wax off. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to go to Oakland, California, where a side hustler with a passion for car racing creates a successful detailing business. Welcome to Side Hustle School, friends. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. As you might guess, as you might know by now, it's all about how somebody made their first $1,000. How did they, in fact, get to that point? How do they go from idea to income? And what might you learn about this process? How might it help you in your first or second or next side hustle, whatever the case may be? We're all about helping people get started, take tangible action, real steps to decrease your dependence on your day job so that you can do more of what's important to you, whatever that is. So let's hear today from Jason. Jason in the Bay Area specifically. So let's hear his story. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hey, I'm Jason from Oakland, California. I've always been a car enthusiast, spending countless hours polishing and perfecting the look of my own vehicles. A few months ago, I decided to try this as a side hustle, offering car detailing services to friends and neighbors. When I first started, I had minimal equipment, just a few buckets, some microfiber towels, and a couple of high-quality cleaning products. My initial investment was small, and I operated from a parking lot. The key was to provide exceptional service, focusing on the details that made a significant difference in the appearance of the cars. Word of mouth was my primary marketing tool. I detailed cars for a few friends, who were impressed with the results and started recommending me to others. My reputation for meticulous work began to spread, and soon I had a steady stream of customers from the local community. One of the first steps I took to grow the business was to create social media profiles. I posted before and after photos of the cars I detailed, which helped showcase the quality of my work. Additionally, I offered a referral discount to encourage satisfied customers to spread the word. This strategy paid off as new clients started coming in regularly. To attract customers, I established a competitive and fair pricing structure. For a basic exterior wash and interior vacuum, I charged $50. This package included a thorough wash, waxing, and vacuuming of the seats and carpets. For a more comprehensive service, I offered a full detailing package at $150, which included deep cleaning of the interior, polishing, and tire detailing. I also provided various add-ons to enhance the service and cater to specific needs. For example, engine cleaning for $30, headlight restoration for $25, and ceramic coating for $100. To maximize efficiency and ensure the best results, I invested in better equipment and products as my business grew. I got a portable pressure washer, a high-powered vacuum, and specialized detailing tools that allowed me to provide a wider range of services, from basic washes to full interior and exterior work. One of the challenges I faced was balancing my detailing work with my full-time job. Detailing cars requires significant time and effort, especially on weekends, when most clients prefer to have their cars serviced. I learned to manage my time effectively, scheduling appointments in advance, and setting realistic limits on the number of cars I could handle each week. Within a few weeks of hard work and dedication, I reached my first $1,000 in earnings. This milestone was rewarding and validated my decision to turn my passion into a business. I now have a loyal client base in Oakland, and my reputation for quality and reliability continues to grow. I've also started offering mobile detailing services, bringing my expertise directly to customers' homes or workplaces, which has further expanded my area. The key to success was providing excellent service, leveraging word-of-mouth marketing, and continuously investing in my business. Earning that first $1,000 was just the beginning, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
All right, Jason, thanks so much for sharing the story. Really appreciate it. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. There's an idea out there for you as well. There's something you can do to make extra money without quitting your job by using a skill you already have or an interest, a passion, a hobby, something you're into. There's also a way to make money from that. And you don't have to make money from every one of your hobbies, just to be clear. But if you're trying to figure out what's something I can do to create extra income, as I said, decrease the dependence on your day job and perhaps eventually go full time. Well, one way to figure it out is to think about things that you like to do and things that you're good at doing, and then ultimately connect that to something that other people value. I'll leave you with that today. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This has been episode 2774. I'll be back tomorrow, always completely free. You can listen wherever you want. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.